This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Well, taking a look at inflation, Caleb Silver from Investopedia joining us live this morning. Inflation climbed to 3% in January, Caleb. What's behind this?
Yeah, surge in prices and all the things that we pay for on a monthly basis, food, shelter, and our utilities. And we also know that January is kind of the repricing month every year where retailers and businesses ratchet up their prices a little bit. So we got that going for us or against us, as you might look at it. And it's just sticky right now. Inflation is not, you know, the rate is actually increasing over the past several months, not decreasing. And that's a concern for the Federal Reserve. Jerome Powell on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying about it, saying no hurry to lower rates. We still have sticky high inflation here.
Yeah, he said no hurry to cut interest rates right now. But could we see it go the other way again?
Yeah, you could, but I believe that would be a pretty intense battle up there on Capitol Hill with the president and the Federal Reserve, with the president wanting lower interest rates now. President Trump saying interest rates should be lower with all these tariffs I'm putting out there. We're going to need to give some relief, but I don't see that happening as long as the Fed maintains its independence. And the Fed chair asked about that yesterday on Capitol Hill as well, saying he has had no contact yet with the White House, but we do know the Trump administration favors lower rates. But right now, inflation's too high and the economy's kind of running along at a pretty good clip, except for that. So the Fed intending to hold pat.
When does the Fed meet again and could possibly take some action on this?
Yeah, the Fed meets again in March in about 31 days and 5 hours and 25 minutes. We'll get the report from them, but they're probably not going to do anything between now and then. But it all depends on tariffs. And that's what Fed Chair Jay Powell was saying yesterday as well. We don't know the impact of these tariffs yet on the economy, what we're going to have to do to adjust monetary policy if prices rise, spike in certain areas. Look, we've got tariffs, 25% on steel and aluminum. The Trump administration announcing reciprocal tariffs against countries that tariff us going into effect this week. So there is a lot of uncertainty out there, and that's why it's hard to put your finger on where monetary policy is going to be going forward. So I would just expect rates to kind of stay where they are, inflation to stay sticky high, prices are just going to keep rising in the near term.
All right. Well, Caleb, thank you for the update. Caleb Silver joining us live from Investopedia this morning.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.